Hey, how you guys? It's your host, Marie MFT or H Marie, depending on where you know me from and where you're listening. We're back today with another episode. Before we get into the episode, I have a small little introduction caveat that I want to give to you guys. I have made a commitment to the Lord as He's drawn my heart to get out a lot of backed up content that He's given me that I didn't release. Now, I know. Pray for me. I pray for you. Glory to King Jesus. Okay, so you're definitely gonna want to be subscribed because quite a few episodes, quite a few episodes are about to come up off the cuff. Quite a few episodes are about to come up for being tucked. And as I make this commitment, and I want to encourage everyone to do something similar in your own life, to take an inventory. And I'm going to do an episode on the end of the year, so I'm going to try not to get into that right now, but take an inventory. What is still on your plate that you haven't eaten? Before this year comes to a close, what baggage are you still carrying? What luggage are you still lugging around? What needs to come out of you? What needs to go in? Unfinished business. In fact, I think that's what the episode. Yep. Thank you, Jesus. That's gonna be the name of the episode. I don't know when that was gonna come. It's gonna come out before 2024 for sure. But take care of your unfinished business, glory to God. So make sure you're subscribed. The episode for today is gonna be one of those ones that was in the touch, yeah, in the drafts. And as I've made this commitment, all these ideas and things that God has given me, He's like, come on, what are you doing? So I'm going back. I've gone back into everything, and it's time to release it so that I'm on as clean of a slate as I possibly can be coming into a new year, Lord willing. So with that being said, I hope that you enjoy this episode. At the end of the episode, you'll hear me reference Healthier Place. Make sure you check the link and click the link in the dis just kidding. Make sure you check the description and click the link in the description to get to Healthier Place's website if you're interested in that. All right, without further ado, let's get into it and finish the year strong. Today's podcast episode is It Was For You to Change Your Mind. No, what is it? Goodness gracious. Sorry, y'all. It was so that you could change your mind. Let me hold on. I got you. Hold on. It was to get you to finally change your mind, not take you out. That's the episode of today's podcast episode. It was to get you to finally change your mind, Queen. It wasn't to take you out. It wasn't to take you out. Listen, I have some other things to say, but if this episode is for you, it's already resonating with you. It, and you know what the it would. It might even be a few its up in there. It, whatever it was for you in your life, whatever the seemed to be sidetrack, seemed to be detour, seemed to be delay, seemed to be a setback, seemed to be a circumstance that had you fighting for your life. It was to get you to finally change your mind, babe. It wasn't to take you out. This episode today is to encourage you and to help you come into greater alignment with your interpretation and your current state of alignment. Because when we are still grieving, hurting, wounded over the it, whatever the it was, it does something to us. It shifts our focus. It can take us off balance. It has us seeing things differently. And it's time for you to recognize and realize that the purpose of what happened and the fact that it happened was not to take you out. It wasn't an indication that you're a loser, that you're a failure, that God is not going to do what He promised. I want you to always remember this verse. This I wasn't. This just came up in my mind right now, so I'm going to share it. This is one of my favorite Bible verses. Sometimes I'll go through a period where it's the only thing in my bio on social media. I mean, not that that's the most important thing in the world, but it's just a very important verse to me. I want to share it with you. Luke 1:45, one of my favorite verses. It says, "Happy is she." Other translations, like good old King James Version, says, "Blessed is she who believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." You are happy. You're blessed. I don't know what's going on in your life right now in this current moment. I don't know what your it was, but I'm confident in this thing because I'm confident in the one who made the promise. And the Bible says that faithful is he who has promised. He will do it. Isaiah 60 says the Lord himself will hasten it, quicken it, or make it happen in its time. I'm confident. I feel confident to say the thing. You are happy. You are blessed. And this is part of what I mean. It was to finally get you to change your mind, not take you out. I hope that you can receive this today. You are happy. You are blessed. Decree Luke 1:45 over yourself right now because you know that the Lord will fulfill his promises to you. What are his promises to you? Okay, say for example, you're like, "Well, I don't know that I heard God say something in particular. I don't know what his promises are to me. I don't have something I feel like God gave me a promise about what I'm hoping for and what I'm believing for and what I'm trying to accomplish, what I want, what I need." Listen, babe, it don't matter if the Lord never speak a rhema word to you. It don't matter if don't nobody ever come up. Oh my goodness, please, I pray you hear me and understand me right now. It doesn't matter if another human being never walks across your path and says to you, "Thus saith the Lord." None of that matters. It doesn't matter if you don't watch a YouTube video and feel like that word was for you. It doesn't matter if you don't go to church and feel like that pastor gave a word directly to you, whoever else was teaching. Let me tell you why it doesn't matter. Because the Bible says you need not that anyone teach you again, because you got the Holy Spirit that teaches you. God gives us pastors after his own heart, but even if you didn't have that, even if you didn't have somebody to speak into your life, even if you didn't wake up in the middle of the night and the Lord gave you a word, even if that wasn't the case, you always have promises from God that are yes and amen through Christ Jesus for you. Where do you have them? In the Word of God. Now, if a part of your brain cells, after I said that, was like, "Oh, okay, babe, you need to renew your mind." Because I'll tell you what, a trap I used to fall into a whole lot in the past was always being hungry for another word. Because I struggled to trust that the word in the word was a word for me. I need you to receive that the word of God is your word. There's so many promises in his word. In fact, I hope you really value and know the word of God and the promises in the word for you, because anybody else coming along trying to give you a word, anything that you believe you perceive from the Lord or as a sign or a confirmation or whatever the case, if it's not already lining up with that word in the word, then that's not a word from the Lord for you. It must all, God will never contradict his word. He will never, ever, ever contradict his character and his word. He is the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's not only, really good for your walk, for your confidence, and all of that, but it's also for your protection that you know your promises in the word from God. You're blessed. You're happy because the Lord's going to fulfill what he promised you. And even if somebody don't come along and tell you a promise from the Lord, you have all the promises already. Anything somebody else is going to come along and say to you, it better be building on what those promises in the Word of God are. And if it's coming from the Lord, it is only going to be another expression or confirmation or another retelling to you or more specific to your personal situation about how those promises in the Word already are going to materialize and manifest in your life. It wasn't to take you out. It was just to get you to change your mind. Let me tell you why I say that. Get you to change your mind. And some of you are already thinking of exactly what I mean. We believe God for things. We desire things. We want things. We know the areas where we really need to change, make some changes, grow, etc. But a lot of times we have to be processed, developed. We got to go into the furnace, get some things off of us, etc. We have to humble ourselves because God is not going to force you against your will to receive Him or receive of His goodness or receive His purpose and plan for your life. So if you don't come into agreement, if you don't say a yes, Lord, like my pastor say as well, then there's going to be delay. There's going to be a further developing, etc. Because God's not going to force you. You have to come into agreement, come into alignment, come into a yes. Like you and God together doing this thing, as opposed to God saying, I know you really need this thing, and I know you really want this thing, and I'd like to give you this thing, and you still kind of going, oh, but, or I get that, but I'm also kind of focused over here on this other thing. Usually that other thing is not in alignment with the real thing, you know, with the promise. We get distracted, we be over here. We have a toe over here and then a pinky over there, and we got a shoulder on this side and a shoulder on the other side, you know, and we got, you know, your butt is sitting on this side and you're reaching over onto the other side. We split ourselves up. We compartmentalize. We give God a little piece over here, or we give what it is that we really need, what we really want, what we should really be focusing on, a portion of us, and then we have another portion elsewhere. And then sometimes some of us, we're really busy, chill. And I don't mean just in terms of work. We got a portion of us over here and over there and over there and over there. We're spread so thin. Our mind is fragmented. We may be dealing with double-mindedness. You kind of believe, you don't believe. You kind of think this is for you, and then sometimes you kind of don't. And it's like sometimes we need those it. The Bible says it was good for me that I was afflicted. And you always think you would never say that until you go through it. And then you realize how God used it to impact you and make you greater and bless you and bring you into deeper alignment. And that's really the whole like nugget of what I'm trying to say to you today to encourage you. The it, whatever it was, it wasn't to take you out. I know it took you for a loop. I know some of you, it's still taking you for a loop. Oh, I know it got into your mind. I know it hurt, or it was confusing, or it was frustrating, you know, or it was disheartening. It wasn't to take you out. It was to support you in finally changing your mind, finally making up your mind, finally coming into agreement. And if you're still going through, I want to remind you of that verse. I think it's Romans 8:28. All things, not some, not just the things that appear to be at first, all other things. Thing one, thing two, thing three, thing four, thing five, thing six, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, on to infinity. All things work together for those. All things work together for the good. That's a really important part now. All things work together for the good, for the good, for the good. For them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Queen, babe, sis, honey, boo. That's you, ma'am. Okay? That's you. That's you. You love God. You're called according to his purpose. How you know you're called according to his purpose? Because you're saved. Because God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. Praise the Lord. How do you know you love God? Well, right now, the Bible says, why do you say you love me? You don't do what it say. Paraphrasing. We obey God. We've given our life to him. We may be struggling with some things, but we love him because we are surrendering ourselves to him and being obedient. And where we're struggling, we are working on humbling ourselves and we are surrendering ourselves to the Lord, asking him to help us. But we're for real. We're for real about this thing. Nobody said we're perfect right now in the flesh, because who's going to be that? Although we press toward the mark, but we're for real about this thing. Okay, You love God, you're called according to his purpose. So that promise, there go another one of the promises. That's why you have to know your word. That promise applies to you. So all things, including your its, work for your good. They're for you. They're happening for you, not against you, not to you. Because God is in control, and our its provoke us to spiritual growth, because they're invitations for us to trust God in a deeper way. They are self-exams. They help us evaluate where we are in our journey with the Lord, because they will show us, dang, I'm struggling to trust God. He said all things work together for my good, but this feels all bad. That's an invitation to trust God in a deeper way. Because when we believe his word, even when it doesn't feel good, we know and we're thankful that somehow, some way, this it is serving me. I'm not a slave to this it. I'm not a victim of this it. This it, whatever this it is that's happening in my life or has happened, is serving me. It was allowed by the Father in heaven to serve my greatest good. So God, lead me in the path. I like Psalm 27, lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. I pray that prayer all the time. Lord, lead me into the path that allows me to flow in the lesson that you have for me from this it. Flow in the goodness that you're bringing to me from this it. Flow into deeper alignment with you as a result of the presence of this it in my life, because I know that you would not allow it if it wasn't going to serve me and serve the good that you have for me. So I just want to encourage you guys today. Oh my goodness, I'm looking at the clock and it's giving me almost 15 minutes. I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. If you want to share your thoughts with me, make sure you check the description box, because I'm going to put my Instagram in there. I love for you to take a screenshot of the podcast episode while it's playing and put your thoughts and tag me and just let me know your thoughts about the episode. I'm also going to put a poll or a question down there so that you guys can give feedback. We are just growing over here in the Queen's Corner, and we praise God and we bless God. Man, God is good. And I want you to know that any it that he allows in your life, it wasn't meant to take you out, babe. I want you to wipe your eyes. I want you to wash your face. I want you to anoint yourself with oil. I want you to do your hair. I want you to put on some clothes. I want you to arise, beloved, because it is serving you for your good. Let it help you make up your mind that you're serious, that you want what you say you want, that you're not going to give in, that you're going to trust God, that you're going to go all in fact, that this is for you. The promises of God are yes and amen for you. Let your its help you make up your mind. Sorry, I was feeling in my voice crack. Let your its help you make up your mind. Glory to God. Learn from your its. Grow from them, evolve, because you're surely coming out. Yeah, God's going to deliver you with a mighty hand. Oh, my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. I think that's in Psalms. I don't remember exactly where it's at. Encourage yourself. I hope this encouraged you. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you are. Share this episode with somebody who's going through an it or has gone through an it that kind of like threw them for a loop real fast, so that they can be reminded and encouraged. Leave us a rating in Spotify and Apple, wherever you're listening. Leave us a rating and leave us a comment. We love to see it. We love to hear it. I love to see it. I love to hear it. With that, I will see you guys in the next podcast episode. Oh, before I go, I want to thank you all so much for listening. So much. I mean, you have no idea. No idea. I want to thank you all so much for listening. I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. And I really mean that. If you enjoy my content on TQC, You might not know that I also am on YouTube and I share a lot on Instagram and, you know, Growing God's Queens, all the things, right? So just in case you might enjoy some of the other content, make sure you check the link in the description, that Linktree link, all things Marie MFT. That's why we called it that, because everything's in there, glory to God. So you might enjoy that. Also, if you feel like you want to support in any way, consider making a donation. I put my Cash App in the description. I've started doing that more regularly because I know sometimes people mention they want to donate, even if it's $5 or something. Listen, it's not required. We are not soliciting, child. It's just, if you feel led to do that or you just want to do that, God bless you, even a dollar, because you didn't have to do anything, right? But as always, if you're interested in learning more about how you can work with me as your licensed therapist or your certified coach, you guys know that through my private practice, Healthier Place, PLLC, I do that, right? Facilitating breakthrough in the mental health of believers and helping people, whether you're a believer or not, go from managing your mental health, just tolerating that thing, just surviving it, to mastery and recovery so that we can make the dream of a better quality of life in the day-to-day a tangible reality. If you're interested in that or you want more information, make sure you go to www.healthierplaceplc.com. It will also be in the description. And with that, I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.